I would like to acknowledge that this radio program is being recorded at the University of Southern Queensland Springfield campus. I acknowledge that we gather on the lands of the traditional custodians, the Jagera, Yagera and Yugapul people of Springfield and Ipswich. I would also like to acknowledge the many different Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and countries that this deadly show is being broadcasted to. We pay our respects to our elders, past, present and emerging, for they have paved a path that has allowed me to be able to experience a new kind of life. I pay respect to the strong young black women that have created this deadly show that we bring to you today. The willingness to share, courage and belief these young women have is inspiring. They are the future of our people and I couldn't be more prouder than them. I acknowledge and pay respects to the people that have made themselves available today to be a part of this show. Your support is invaluable in growing our young people. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, it's the Late Crew coming at you on Phoenix Radio. I'm Tamika.
I'm Asha.
And I'm Emily. We're the Late Crew. L for Lani, A for Asha, T for Tamika and E for Emily.
A big shout out to Lilani, who's crook in bed, but has spent the past 3 to 4 weeks participating in the Late Crew.
Get well soon, Lani. Let's tell everyone a bit about ourselves.
Hi, my name's Tamika from Laidley State High School. My mob is the Waka Waka tribe. One fact about me is that I design clothes and I like to express myself through art.
Hey, I'm Emily McInnes. I'm from the Ipswich State High School. And my tribes are Waka Waka, Willy Willy and Kamuli Roy. And fact about me, I like playing the drums.
Hi, I'm Asha Romler and I'm from the Golnay people and I go to Springfield Central State High School. One fact about myself is I enjoy singing and writing stories.
This is a special program for NAIDOC Week 2018, produced at the University of Southern Queensland, Springfield campus. The theme of this year's NAIDOC Week is Because of Her We Can. We'll be exploring that theme. We'll also be discussing some important issues and enjoying some live music and poetry.
We are all getting more anxiety, not less. You're not imagining it. In Australia, anxiety-related problems have increased from 3.8% of the population in 2011 and 2012 to 11.2% in 2014 to 2015, possibly even higher in 2018.
If you go to Instagram or Facebook, you can see how many deaths are actually happening at the moment. So why are we not talking about it, and where can we go for help?
Let's bring in our guest. In the studio is Nedari Mabu, granddaughter of Eddie Mabu. Nedari works with Sisters Inside, which looks out for women on the inside. She's also an artist. Welcome to our show. What is your country?
Well, my country is, from my grandfather's side, I'm a Meriam woman of the Pier Drum clan. And from my grandmother's side, I am a Mumbra woman from Palm Island.
Why do you think Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids are suffering the most from depression and suicide?
Well, I think the biggest factor is racism, which just doesn't affect us individually. It's a systemic thing. And when you think about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids, we're the biggest population in the detention centres or youth prisons, and also we're the biggest cohort, I guess, in the child protection system. So in saying that, of course they're going to feel a little bit uneasy about that and anxious about that, because also being an Aboriginal kid, you're more likely to be arrested than any other kid, and that's 23 times more likely. And also, 2 in 3 kids are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander that are in the prison system.
Why do you think people hide their feelings?
I guess it's a society issue, because a lot of the times people don't want to either hear about it or they don't want to like talk about things, because then they have to actually face what their issues are. And when you think about the world that we are in right now, it's very social media driven. Everyone's putting on a big front about how great their lives are. So who wants to be like, oh yeah, my life is awesome on Instagram, but then in real life be like, oh, it's actually not.
Yeah. How can we make it less taboo?
I think we need to talk about it and be upfront and be serious and real about it and not pretend that things aren't happening, or not pretend that our society is racist, and not pretend that everything's okay when it's not.
If people are struggling with this, where do you think they should go for help?
Well, first of all, they could talk to their families and their elders and get help from that way, but also other specialty services like Headspace, which like support young people with mental health issues.
Why are you so passionate about your work?
I'm passionate about it because I feel like working with young people and supporting young people for a better life then will create a better society for us in the future.
The NAIDOC Week theme this year is Because of Her We Can. What does that mean to you?
That means big celebration for every black woman and any black woman that I know. I say that black women especially because a lot of the times black women are either classed as criminal or classed as bad mothers. And so when there's an overrepresentation of us in the prison system and we're the fastest demographic growing in the prison system in this country, we're automatically labelled as criminal. And then also when our children are being taken and our children are being taken at a higher rate than of the stolen generation, we're told that we're bad mothers. And so even me, that like when I had my baby, there was a little bit of a fear that my baby would be taken or child safety would be in my life just because I'm black. And so I feel like when we have a celebration of like Because of Her We Can, it's a celebration of all women and not necessarily just our mums and our grandmas who are absolutely wonderful. But yeah, it's every woman and every young girl.
Natalie, thank you for coming in and being part of our show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Asha, what does the NAIDOC theme, Because of Her We Can, mean to you?
So I've been brought up with mostly my white side of my family and my stepdad, who's African, so I haven't really been brought up with my Indigenous culture that much. But my mum is the most important thing to me. She raised me through hard times and she's always been there for me and she's always helped me get the opportunities that will help me the most with what I want to do in my life. And she always cares for me and asks me how I'm doing. So she's very important to me. What about you, Emily?
Well, I think mainly it would be my mum and my grandmother. They've been through a lot and they've shown me to stay strong no matter what gets thrown at you. So pretty important to my life. What about you, Tamika?
The theme for NAIDOC Week has got me thinking about important people in my life. Over the last 3 weeks, I've met strong and independent women who have made both my life and others better. And for that, I am forever grateful. Thank you, Karen Day, Shelley Morris, Yvonne and Emily, for making the world a better place. You are deadly women and have given us opportunities, which I am forever grateful for. Thank you.
Thanks.
Most definitely. Yes, thanks. Up next, preserving our languages and cultures.
Shelley Morris works with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids, helping us understand why it is so important to hold on to our traditions and passing them on to the next generation. Shelley, welcome. Where are you from?
Hi, everyone. I am from the Northern Territory. My country is Yanyuwa, which is in the Gulf of Carpentaria, and also Wadamangarindji, which is the west side of towards Western Australian border.
So how many languages do you speak and who did you learn them from?
Well, I now sing in 17 Aboriginal languages from the Northern Territory and remote Western Australia. And the people of those communities taught me and the children as well. It was the women and the children. I mean, obviously I've been working in Northeast Arnhem Land for over 20 years. And so Yungumatta is one of my strongest language, but I'm learning all the time. I've still kind of got my L plates with speaking fluent, but singing I do very well.
I wrote a poem about holding on to the past and handing it to the future. Can I read it to you?
Yeah, I'd be so happy, please.
The stolen generation is upon us once again. This time the children are not being taken from their homes, but from their culture. We dream for dreamtime stories to be told. We dream, so let's make the time for dreamtime. I'm afraid of the future because there, maybe the past may be forgotten. There, our culture is left unknown. The future is in our hands, and for that, I am both scared and proud. I feel as if it's too far gone to bring back, yet I'm not willing to give up. So before our ancestors have been taken away with our culture, let's talk. It's our land, it's our time, and it's our culture. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. So beautiful, so heartfelt.
Thank you.
Shelley, why do you think it's important for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids to learn their language?
Well, I grew up, mum adopted, so I grew up in a white family with no language except for English. So I know what it's like to find language for the very first time. I know what it's like to speak it, to sing it. And I was really overwhelmed at my new sense of identity and my new sense of strength that came from just saying a few words in language. I never dreamed I'd be doing or being able to communicate in this many languages, but I never gave up and I just held on strong, was determined.
What do you think we can do as Year 11s to keep our language going?
I think the possibility is, you know, so big. Like I was just talking to the families, the Anangu families from Uluru, from Murujulu, and they've got an idea where they're using language and story and dreamtime stories plus bringing back all the extinct animals. So they're going to make a park that you actually walk through where dinosaurs are going to be there through, you know, this new whatever they call it, where they you feel like they're there.
Yeah.
And so this is really amazing. So we can use technology. Of course, we've got dictionaries and we've got archives that we can search through as well these days. It's not impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we can preserve language and culture forever?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you just got to keep doing it. That's the thing. As I said, when I heard it, I was so overwhelmed and I just felt so lost because I couldn't speak my own language and my own languages. And I felt really dumb and stupid, but I was determined just to go, no, just little bit by little bit, bit by bit. Yeah, so it's never impossible.
Shelley, the theme of NAIDOC Week is Because of Her We Can. We are asking all our guests this question. What does this mean to you, Because of Her We Can?
I've been thinking about it for a long time because I was a bit confused about, you know, what it was all about because, you know, my white mother that grew me up, who I love very much, and, you know, she's my everything and taught me to be gutsy and strong. And then, you know, my real birth mother's white and my father's black. And I thought, well, did they have to be just black women? Well, you know, nah, they're just anybody that's inspired me. And obviously in all those communities that I've worked in over the nearly 20 years has been women that have taken me under their wing. And there's this one beautiful story from Kintore, and that's out in the Western Desert, the Lurucha Pintabi-speaking people. And the women... The lady that was at the school, Umpy, she was really worried about me because it was a busy time. They had their first festival. You know, Peter Garrett's there. There's politicians. And she's a big leader. And then before I left, she said, I'm so sorry, Shelley, we didn't take you out hunting. And I got no goanna to give you to take on the plane. So there I would be rocking up in Melbourne with my dead goanna. You hungry? Nah, I've been munching on this all the way. But it was just the thought process, actually, of these women. She's worked at that school for 20 years. My dear Yappa from Yirrkala, she's a school principal, but she wasn't always. And so she's been a part of that school too for 20 years. And the amazing role models, and they hold the community together. Yeah, because of her we can.
That's beautiful.
Well, thanks, Shelley, for coming today. You're listening to The Late Crew on Phoenix Radio 98.9, the best country, in Brisbane Youth Radio 1197 AM and Digital Radio. Shelley, would you like to perform something for us?
Yeah, look, I'd really love to. I'd like to sing a song that wrote last week in Murujulu, so it's in Pijinjara and English, and it's for the theme of NAIDOC. It's Because of Her We Can.
Awesome. Teaching us to be the best that we can. Because of her we can. Auntie, nieces and friends helping us grow stronger every day. She'll tell you
story about the land, the great big story of who I am. Kunga wero malapa maloro, kunga wero malapa maloro. Because of her we can, the women of the land, cook malo wepo and waro, because of her we can, understanding jokorpa, to be strong, brave and inti wild. Tell you a story about the land, a great big story of who I am. Kunga wero malapa maloro, kunga wero malapa maloro. Because of her, we can.
We're going to play you a song that we were a part of at the USQ 1112 Deadly Ways Residential Camp this year. What was the best thing about the camp, Tamika?
The best thing was coming there not knowing what to expect and then meeting people that have become family and that I've connected with so well, and getting to learn, being to, able to learn so much about my culture. Asha, what did you like about Deadly Ways?
I reckon it helped me know more about, like, uni life and get to know my, like, what opportunities I can get and how I can get to uni without, like, if I have problems or anything, or I can go through, several steps to get there. And I learn a lot about my chosen career path of law, and we had a student experience day and it was really good, and met some people from outside the camp as well, and it was pretty good. So, yeah. What about you, Emily?
Well, this year's camp was pretty good. I went to the one last year. It was at the Lake Moggera. So being a part of these two camps for Deadly Ways has opened my eyes of what's available at university and getting to meet people from last year's camp as well. So it's been a great opportunity.
Here's the song we created at Deadly Ways.
Hey!
change. It's about time.
Screw all the stereotypes. I'm here to fight. I got my ancestors on my left and my family on my right.
I'd be really busy, my schedule really tight, but don't worry, my brothers and sisters, everything will be alright. I'm standing here on my land with my fist in the air. Looking back on the history, it just ain't fair. Back in the day, to be heard we needed a spear. But I'm standing here with my voice and my people, so you better hear.
Through the love in our blood and the pain in our tears,
we come together. Junamundu. We will carry on without fear.
Hope you're enjoying the Late Crew. You can check out photos from today's show on the Phoenix Radio Facebook and Twitter pages.
Let's talk about something that affects all of us here today, and that is racism and racial stereotyping. Emily, I heard that you had a poem about stereotyping. Can you please share that with us?
Sure. It's only short, but still affects everyone. Stereotypical people we aren't. You've drawn our future without us a part of what we want to actually be. We see ourselves upon the top, but you've just put us on a drop to the opposite of success from what we dream.
Thank you. We have a couple of special guests for this part of the show, and we'll introduce them in a minute. But first, we're going to share our own experiences with racism.
I'll start then. I've seen so much racism and stereotyping of our culture since I was younger, and it has affected a lot of us. We're being stereotyped as drunken drug addicts who doesn't have a job and uses other people's money. What do you think about this topic, Tamika?
This topic affects a lot of people in today's society. For myself, after performing in an Aboriginal dance, someone came up to both me, myself and a friend, said I was not black enough and that our culture was not important. That made me feel absolutely horrible about myself, and I've only recently become more open to find out more about my culture. Asha, how do you feel?
So recently there's been a lot of issues with Australia Day, and on my Snapchat story I posted Happy Australia Day and Happy, like, I didn't say happy, I said Survival Day, and someone swiped up around my age and started saying abusive terms, I won't say it, but they started abusing me about it and saying that Indigenous people aren't important, they're not worth, like, you're not relevant to anything, your culture doesn't matter, and said that not even Indigenous people, but anyone that was coloured or of culture was not important, and that white people were above that. And it was offensive, and I felt like not everyone thinks that. And it hurt a lot, and I stayed calm, but it wasn't really a nice situation to be in.
Let's welcome back Nettare Mabo.
And Molly Hunt is joining us via Skype from Broome in Western Australia. Molly presents The Breakfast Show on ABC Radio Kimberley. Molly invited herself to be part of our show after telling us all about being a radio presenter a couple of weeks ago. Hi, Molly. Where's your mob from?
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me. My mob, my mother is from East Kimberley, Windong, so we are Balangara, but I'm also from the Arnhem Land, so I'm also a Yolngu.
You heard our experiences. Nettare, how have you encountered racism and stereotyping, and how do you feel about it?
Your stories make me feel so sad, and I hate that you guys have to experience that and that we have to experience that as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. But I see it every day in my work. So I work with women and children affected by the criminal justice system, so whether they've been in prison or they're out of prison or their mums are in prison. And in saying that, there is so many black women in prison that are actually in prison. They've not been sentenced yet. They're only on remand. And if they were to be sentenced, they actually probably wouldn't get a term of imprisonment. So every day when I go to work and I see how many black women are in prison, it just goes to show that how racist our society is and how over-policed our, like, where black people live are.
What about you, Molly? What have you experienced?
Well, now that I'm a bit older, it's not necessarily upfront racism, but subtle racism, typical racial profiling, or just little subtle comments, not really direct. But I'll tell you a story when I was a bit younger in high school. A lot of my non-Indigenous friends, I went to Sydney, they had no idea about my culture, my race, nothing about what's on the other side of the country. But they used to tell me these jokes where they would say, you know, what's an Aboriginal's favorite hobby? It rhymes with robbery. And when I was younger, I didn't realize that it was racist. I just thought, well, they're laughing, so I should laugh as well. But deep down, I knew it was wrong and I felt funny about it. But now that I'm a bit older, I thought back to all these times where they would say these jokes or say these comments, and I didn't really understand because I was young and no one really educated me in what they were saying. But it's you see it every day now, and I think it's really good and really important to talk about this stuff and say, how can we defend ourselves? What should we say to those people that do say these comments to us?
Nattery, do you think global racism is getting better or worse?
I think it's getting worse, I guess. You can, not just Aboriginal women here of Australia, but Aboriginal women of, like, Canada, they're also the fastest prison population growing. So to say that it's getting better would be crazy, because if it was getting better, they wouldn't be locking us up.
A question for both you women. How do you think we can overcome this racism, Nattery?
It's a hard question. Our society, well, Australia was built on, well, was colonised, and it's built on racism. And I guess when you think about, like, how the place that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are in this country, and the situation that we are in, being the most marginalised in this country, I feel like if our situation gets better, it will only, like, disrupt the colonizer, I guess.
Molly, what do you think we can do about racism?
Well, I guess I know this quote where it says education is the most powerful tool to have, and I think definitely educating people while they're young, why don't we know about this stuff in school? This should be the first thing we learn about. When I was growing up, the only thing I knew about, well, what we learned about Aboriginal history was watching Rabbit Proof Fence. And I mean, amazing story, but that was the only form of education they learned about Indigenous history, and it was just completely crap. So, like, I definitely think education and making it aware, and maybe, you know, for the future, is not going to happen next year, the year after, in 10 years' time. It's going to take a long time.
And Molly, what comes to mind for you when you hear these five words, because of her, we can?
About time and celebration of women. I think my mother, but also my five aunties. I was brought up by six women in my life. I was brought up by a lot of strong women. So it's, yeah, a big celebration of the women that are our sisters, our aunties, our mothers, our grandmothers, and all before them.
Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's all we have time for today. You've been listening to The Late Crew on Phoenix Radio. This program was produced in the studios of Phoenix Radio at the University of Southern Queensland Springfield campus.
Have a great NAIDOC week, everyone.
Before we go, thank you, Spencer, for putting up with us for the past few weeks.
You added that into the script. That
yes,
wasn't
we
there.
Did.
My pleasure.
Bunga wero malapa baloro. Bunga wero malapa. Baloro. Because of her, we can.